Good afternoon, this is the Art of Jazz. That theme, by the way, is Cottontail by Duke Ellington, played by him, 1940, based on I Got Rhythm. And I'm going to start with a based on situation. In 1929, Cole Porter was working on the score for the musical Wake Up and Dream and created several beauties in one, which became a standard in his art. What is this thing called love? To give you the standard, that is the mark for musicians in jazz to improvise upon, Ella Fitzgerald's going to sing it for you. The arrangements by Buddy Bregman, all done in Los Angeles, Verve Records, 1956. A little bit of a trombone solo in here by Milt Bernhardt. What is this thing called love? Ella Fitzgerald.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery? Why should it make a That's why I ask the Lord in heaven above, what is this thing called
this thing called love. Cole Porter wrote it in 1929 there. In 1956, Ella Fitzgerald sang it. Verve Records. Now, based upon the idea of that, as I said, it's become a mark for musicians to improvise. That is, to put themselves into it. And that's the art of what this is about. So that, in fact, every solo is doing something. Every writing arrangement is an improvisation, even though it's taking a lot more time than a solo. Tad Dameron, composer-pianist, wrote a composition called Hot House, which is based on the harmonic changes of what is this thing called love. I'd like to take you to Stockholm, 1980, recorded by Storyville. Red Mitchell on bass, Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone. Thank you. Small crowd, love to have been there. 1980s Stockholm, Red Mitchell, Warren Marsh, bass and tenor respectively, and Hot House, Tad Dameron's composition on Cole Porter's What Is This Thing Called Love. Now, Red Mitchell and Warren Marsh are going to do Lover Man, a composition by pianist Roger Ramirez, to be followed by Billie Holiday singing Lover Man, an arrangement by Toots Camerata for her in 1944. Thank you.
Love a man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm so all alone. I'd give my soul just to call you my own. Got a moon above me, but no one to love me. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears, hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be like a heavenly dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you'll make love to me. Strange as it seems, someday we'll meet, and you'll dry all my tears, then whisper sweet little things in my ears, a hugging and a kissing. Oh, what we've been missing. Love a man. Where can you be?
Chasing Lover Man, written by Ram Ramirez. Starting with Red Mitchell bass and Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone in Stockholm, 1980. Their improvisation on it. Then 1944 Decca recording of Billie Holiday and Toots Camerata's beautiful arrangement for her and Lover Man. And I brought an extra one from that session. It's a favorite of mine. It's hidden way down in there someplace, written by Alan Roberts and Doris Fisher. And Billy's going to sing it for you.
It's that old devil called love again. Gets behind. Keeps giving me that show again, putting rain in my eyes, tears in my dreams, and rocks in my heart. It's that sly old son of a gun again. He keeps telling me that I'm the lucky one again. But I still have that rain, still have those tears, and those rocks in my heart. suppose I didn't stay, ran away, wouldn't play. The devil, what a potion he would brew. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again. When he sings that siren song, I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. He'd follow me around, build me up, tear me down, till I'd be so bewildered I wouldn't know what to do. Might as well give up the fight. I know darn well he'll convince me that he's right again. When he sings that siren song, I just gotta tag along with that old devil called love. With that old devil called love.
Billie Holiday, 1944. And that old devil called love, Decca Records. This is the Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the 14th annual Squim Lavender Festival. Today is the final day for the festival in the Squim Dungeness Valley, with fields filled with lavender, a street fair, tours of six farms, workshops, music, food, wine, and much more. Information at lavenderfestival.com.
Count Basie now, 1939 for Vocalion Records. This is a blues written by Harry Sweets Edison, who played trumpet in the band. It's called Pound Cake.
Thank you.
Count Basie and Pound Cake, written by Harry Sweets Edison. Ocalion Records, 1939. Basie started it on piano, and then Jack Washington, who didn't get a chance to solo much, but did here on his baritone saxophone. Earl Warren's alto saxophone. The composer, Harry Edison's trumpet. Lester Young on tenor, and the new kid in the sax section getting to play his tenor, Buddy Tate. And fading out with Basie on piano. Now, a different version of Pound Cake. We have to go back to Copenhagen, this time 1975. Warren Marsh leads a quintet with his tenor saxophone, Lee Konitz, alto, Ole Hansen on piano, Orsted Pedersen on string bass, and Alex Rio on drums. Thank you. Pound Cake, written by Harry Sweets Edison and performed there in Copenhagen, 1975, by the Warren Marsh Quintet, Marsh on tenor, Lee Konitz, alto saxophone, Ole Hansen, piano, Orsted Patterson, string bass, and Alex Rio on drums. Pound Cake, right here. On 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Eastone Windows and Doors, a proud dealer of Milgard window and door products. When Michan Rhodes started in windows in the late 80s, she did so with the belief that personal attention and caring counts. 20 years later, this still holds true. Info at KeystoneWindows.com. The old west town of Winthrop, Washington. With year-round recreational activities, skiing, hiking, river rafting, shopping, wine, dining, and music festivals. Winthrop offers lodging opportunities from rustic to resort. Trip planning assistance at winthropwashington.com.
Well, I've been talking with you and having performances of chasing tunes, that is, other people doing it, and the idea of improvising on a composition and creating a new composition on the old chords, the harmonies available. And now we'll do a little copycat here, but it's fantastic copycat. The composition is Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehavin', a vocal quartet in Paris in 1975 by the name of Quire, Q-U-I-R-E, chose some of their favorite performances in the history of this art and did a reenactment, perfect reenactment for the four voices, and they are Christiane Legrand, Claudine Meunier, José Germain, and Michel Berul. And just those four voices. Now, they have some instruments helping them out, but, I mean, the work in listening to the original record and then writing out the parts to do what they heard. Now, what they heard was Waller playing solo piano in 1929, his composition, Ain't Misbehavin'. So first Quire doing Waller, and then Waller doing Waller.
Thank you.
Ain't Misbehavin', written by Thomas Fats Waller, played first here by choir and singing what you heard Fats Waller do. Choir in Paris in 1975, and the four vocalists there doing what Waller did in 1929. And something else. Now, just simply solo piano. Excuse me, two solo pianists doing their improvisation on the same composition. Errol Garner for Columbia Records in 1957 and Claire Fisher for Revelation Records in 1970. The composition is You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, written by Cole Porter.
Thank you. Thank you.
So Nice to Come Home To, performed first by Errol Garner, solo piano, 1957 for Columbia Records, and then from 1970 for Revelation Records, Claire Fisher, both doing You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To, written by Cole Porter around 1942, if I remember correctly. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. One of my favorite singers and bands with a singer comes from Dallas, 1928, and it has to do with the amazing amount of feeling. The singer's name is Hattie Burleson. Brunswick recorded her. Both of these she wrote, Sadie's Servant Room Blues and Superstitious Blues, and the incredible band behind her. On trumpet, Don Albert. On trombone or tuba, Charlie Dixon. On soprano, Siki Collins, pianist Alan Van, and on banjo, John Henry Briggs.
I'm going to quit this job. It don't pay me much. They give me just what they think I'm worth. I'm gonna change my mind. Yeah, change my mind. 'Cause I keep the servant room blues all the time. I receive my company in the rear. Don't want to see them here. Gonna change my mind. Yeah, change my mind. 'Cause I keep the servant room blues all the time. Thank you.
Hattie Burleson singing for you from 1928 in Dallas, Texas. Brunswick recorded her. Two she wrote, Sadie's Servant Room Blues and Superstitious Blues. Don Albert's incredible trumpet there. Trombone and tuba player Charlie Dixon, soprano work of C.K. Collins, Alan Vann on piano, and banjo player John Henry Briggs. 1928, Hattie Burleson. Now, just to compare singers, jump 11 years, 1939, Artie Shaw, his orchestra, his clarinet, Bluebird Records, two of them, and the vocalist, Helen Forrest.
Thank you. the years go by, you grow sweeter as the twilight fly. I need never dream of our first kiss when I know
Shaw, his orchestra, his clarinet, his vocalist Helen Forrest, and a couple of them, flip side of one Bluebird 78 from 1939. You Grow Sweeter as the Years Go By. That's a rare one because it was written by Johnny Mercer, both music and lyric. And then If You Ever Change Your Mind, written by Grady Watts, Bud Green, and Maurice Sigler. Helen Forrest, as I said, singing for you on both. Let's see. Let's compare, well, not compare, just have another band from the same year, 1939. Jimmy Lunsford. Blue Blazes, written by Cy Oliver, who wrote it and who arranged it for the band. And Clarence Williams and Charles Warfield's Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, which features a vocalist by the star tenor saxophonist in Lunsford's band, Joe Thomas. Lunsford, 1939, Blue Blazes, and Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. Thank you.
won't you please come home? You know your daddy's all alone. I have tried in vain, never no more to call your name. And when you left, you broke my heart. That'll never make us part. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? I mean, baby, won't you please come home? Now, mama, come on back home now. You know your daddy's all alone. Now, baby, I have tried in vain. Now, no more to call your name. Now, baby, when you left, you broke my heart. But that ain't gonna make us part. No, no. Cause every hour in the day, you can hear me say, mama, come on home now. Come on home, baby. Look out!
What fun. Jimmy Lunsford's Orchestra of 1939. Two arrangements for him by Cy Oliver. Oliver wrote the first one, Blue Blazes, and Clarence Williams and Charles Warfield the second, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home. The vocalist was Joe Thomas, who played tenor saxophone. Brilliant piano throughout by Edwin Wilcox, Tommy Young's trombone, Willie Smith's alto saxophone, Eddie Tompkins and Paul Webster taking turns on playing solos on their trumpets. All of that. Very popular band. And a brilliant ensemble for many years, late 20s until 1947 when Lunsford died. Jimmy Lunsford, right here on 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Coastal Kitchen on Capitol Hill and the Garfield Book Company in Tacoma, both partners in KPLU's Think Local, Buy Local program. More local tidbits are online at kplu.org/thinklocal. Buy local and keep your dollars planted in the Northwest.
Stop peanut. Thank you.
Dizzy Gillespie, his All Stars, 1945 for Manor Records, a little record company that started up in New Jersey. And I tagged that on to Jimmy Lunsford because Crummy Young, who was playing trombone in Lunsford's 39 band, was in that band right now, 45. And Dizzy, of course, on trumpet, Crummy Young trombone, Don Bias playing his tenor saxophone, Clyde Hart on piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. Salt Peanuts, written by Dizzy Gillespie and Kenny Clarke, and on the label it's called Salted Peanuts, the original title. And then one Gillespie did all by himself, entitled of the music they were playing, Bebop. Playing fast, and it, you know, that record shattered a lot of people's belief systems. You call that music? You know, that kind of thing. Well, every generation has that. You know, my father used to ask me about the music he thought he heard coming out of my room at home, the old crank machine that I had. And that continues on. That's what you like. New Orleans, of course, I have lots of feelings about what, as you do, I'm sure, about what's happened to the city and all the great things that are happening down there by people who, on their own nickel, have gone down there and are working to help. And I brought some New Orleans music of earlier days. When Bill Russell was around, he was the curator of the Tulane University Jazz Archives. He also took donations at the door of Preservation Hall, which was a wonderful place to hear quote-unquote authentic New Orleans music. And he also created American Music Label, first on 78s and then on 10-inch LPs, and then CDs were done later. This is Kid Shots Madison, Madison's New Orleans band, recorded in the San Jacinto Hall in New Orleans. It's down on 1422 Domain Street. If anybody's down there, give me a call and tell me if the building's still there. I don't know. I'm assuming 1422 Domain Street was in the Ninth Ward. It may not have been. Domain Street Drag and In Glory Land, a traditional one. Kid Shots plays the trumpet, and Jim Robinson trombone, George Lewis clarinet, Lawrence Marrero playing the banjo, and I love this name, Alcide Slow Drag Pavago. He's playing bass, and a classic drummer, big name way back, Baby Dodds on drums. Kid Shots, New Orleans band. from New Orleans in the early 40s, an American music label, Bill Russell's label, and from San Jacinto Hall in New Orleans in 1422 Dumaine Street there, Kid Shots Madison's New Orleans band, Dumaine Street Drag and In Glory Land. Madison playing the trumpet, Jim Robinson trombone, George Lewis clarinet, Lawrence Marrero banjo, Al Seed slow drag, Pavago on bass, and Baby Dodds playing drums. And that's the way the music sounded, the jazz music of that town. And how many great musicians came out of that tradition from, you know, the working area into the Civil War. And people being able to buy musical instruments. And they played what they heard. What they heard sung and the bands they heard. I mean, the marching band's a big part of that. Sousa's band came to town, so they would hear that. And the ragtime music of the 1890s into the early 20th century. All of that influence. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Overlake Hospital Medical Center in Bellevue. This summer's issue of Overlake's Healthy Outlook magazine tells the story of Sammamish resident Larry Larson's dramatic recovery from cardiac arrest. In print now and also online at overlakehospital.org. Nile Golf, a public course set on the shores of Lake Ballinger. Nile Golf is designed to offer players a well-bunkered course with fast greens. Junior camps, individual and group instruction are also available. More information at nilegolf.com.
I'd like to chase now a composition by W.C. Handy, William Christopher Handy, named the father of the blues. There isn't any father of the blues, but he put together some interesting mixtures of forms, and they became very popular. Aunt Hager's Blues, to begin with. Tim Brim's Black Devil Four, they're going to sing for you. Brim was the lyricist of Aunt Hager's Blues, or Hager's, whichever way you want to pronounce it. And so, in 1923, he had a vocal quartet that pronounced his lyric to the world on OK Records. Then a jump from 1923 to 1954 in Chicago in Louis Armstrong's work of Aunt Hager's Blues. And then, a year earlier, 1953, in Los Angeles, Art Tatum solo piano.
Morning will be Ed Hager's Children. Little music, please. Old Deacon Splitting, his buck was giving away on real, real right.
Right, right.
There ain't no winging, no ragtime singing here tonight. Up jumped Ed Hager. He counted back with all her might. Why all the frailties, all about the jealousies, why boys don't come home.
Home, home.
They play the lady, he did me call the saxophone. Oh, my dear sister, the deacon sang without a moan.
Yeah.
believe me, it is one born world. Ain't no use in talking. Ain't the children walking. The scale of patience, the modulation. My feet say, come on, dance, I just can't refuse. No,
when I hear melody they call the blues, and hate is killing blues. Dumb blues, dumb blues. Yeah, hey, good
children harmonizing here, that sweet
melody.
It's like the choir from a believe me, it is one given the way of living right. Yes, said he no winging, no ragtime singing tonight. Yes, up jumped Aunt Hagar and shouted out with all of might, all of mine. She said, oh, tain't no use of preaching. Oh, tain't no use of teaching. Each modulation of syncopation. Just tell my feet to dance, and I can't refuse. When I hear the melody called the blues, those ever-loving blues, just hear Aunt Hagar's children
and harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's a like a choir from on high broke loose. Yeah, man. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me. Yes, let the congregation join while I sing those loving Aunt Hagar's blues.
Thank you.
Hager's Blues by W.C. Handy and Tim Brim in three different places. First, Tim Brim's Black Devil 4 singing it, 1923. Louis Armstrong singing it and playing his trumpet in Chicago, 1954 for Columbia Records, with Trummy Young trombone, Barney Bigard clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, Arpel Shaw bass, Barrett Deems on drums, and solo pianist Art Tatum in Los Angeles, 1953 for Clef Records. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Colleen, longtime listener who lives in Philadelphia, wanted to hear Charlie Mingus, 1957, a couple of places. One, where he plays bass, which is his usual instrument, and that one's called The Clown, which includes American humorist Gene Shepherd improvising, I'll stress that, improvising the narration, and then Charlie on piano, doing his beautiful Invisible Lady.
Man, there was this clown. And he was a real happy guy, a real happy guy. He had all these greens and all these yellows and all these oranges bubbling around inside of him. And he had just one thing he wanted in this world. He just wanted to make people laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world. He was a real happy guy. Let me tell you about this clown. He used to raise a sweat every night out on that stage and just wouldn't stop. That's how hard he worked. He was trying to make people laugh. He used to have this cute little gimmick where he had a seal follow him up and down a stepladder, blowing Columbia the gem of the ocean on a B-flat Sears Roebuck model 1322A plastic bugle, a real cute act. But they didn't laugh. You know, a few little things here and there, but not really. And he was booking out in all these tank towns, playing the Rotary Club and the Kiwanis Club and the American Legion Hall. And he just wasn't making it. And he had all these wonderful things going on inside of him, all these greens and yellows and all these oranges. He's a real happy guy. And all he wanted to do was to make people laugh. That's all he wanted out of this world, was to make people laugh. And then something began to grow. Something that just wasn't good began to grow inside of this guy. Thank you. It's a funny thing. And something began to trouble this clown. You know, little things. Little things once in a while would happen. It would make that crowd begin to move. But they were never the right things. Like, for example, the time the seal got sick on the stage. All over the stage. The crowd just broke up. You know? Little things like that. And they weren't supposed to be in the act. And they weren't supposed to be funny. This began to trouble him. Began to bother him. This little thing began to grow inside. All those greens and all those oranges. All those yellows. They just weren't as bright as they used to be. And all he wanted to do was to make that crowd laugh. That's all he wanted to do. There was this one night in Dubuque when he was playing this Rotary Club. All these dentists and all these druggists, all these postmen sitting around, and they were a real cold bunch. Nothing was happening. He was leaving the stage when he stumbled over his ladder and fell flat on his face, just flat on his face. And he stands up, he's got this bloody nose. He looks out at the crowd, and that crowd is just rolling on the floor. He's just knocked him flat out. This begins to trouble him even more. And he begins to see something. He begins to see something.
Thank you.
About here, things began to change, but really change. Not the least of which, our clown changed his act. Bought himself a set of football pads, a yellow helmet with red stripes. Hired a girl who dropped a 5-pound sack of flour on his head every night from maybe 20 feet up. Oh man, what a bit. That just broke him up every night. But not like Dubuque. And all those colors, all those yellows, all those reds, all those oranges, a lot of gray in there now, a lot of blue. And all he wanted to do was to make this crowd laugh. It's all he wanted out of this world. They were laughing, all right. Not like Dubuque, but they were laughing. And the dough started to come in. He was playing the big towns, Chicago, Detroit. And then it was Pittsburgh one night. Real fine town, Pittsburgh, you know. About three quarters way through his act, a rope broke. Down came the backdrop, right on the back of the neck. And he went flat. And something broke. This was it. It hurt way down deep inside. He tried to get up. He looked out at the audience, and you should have seen that crowd. They was rolling in the aisle. This was bigger than Dubuque. This was bigger than Dubuque. He really had him going. Well, this was it. This was the last one. This was the last one. This was the last one. He knew now. Man, he really knew now. But it was too late. And all he wanted was to make this crowd laugh. Well, they were laughing. But now he knew. That was the end of the clown. And you should have seen the bookings coming. Man, his agent was on the phone for 24 hours. The Palladium. MCA. William Morris. But it was too late. He really knew now. He really knew. He really knew now.
Charlie Mingus, 1957, a request coming in from Philadelphia. Colleen asked for that. She wanted to hear him play bass and piano. When he played bass, it was the clown. He wrote it. Jimmy Nepper's trombone, Curtis Porter's tenor, Wade Legg piano, Danny Richman on drums, and improvised narration, Gene Shepherd. Then, same year, same company, Atlantic, Invisible Lady, a beauty by Mingus, featuring trombonist Jimmy Nepper, Doug Watkins here on string bass, Richman on drums, and Mingus at the piano, and sustaining on their saxophones, Booker Irvin and Roland Kirk. Two, Charlie Mingus's 1957. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the American Red Cross, presenting Our World at War, a photo exhibit and lecture series that examines how war and armed conflict affect people's lives. The show runs now through August 15th at Seattle Center's Center House. Info at seattleredcross.org.
Now, so if you didn't have a chance to go to a jazz club and hear a set, you can still do that, of course. But for Carmen McRae. Sometime in November of 1971, she was at Dante's, a famous place in Los Angeles, and recorded by Atlantic Records, the Great American Songbook, it's called, and I chose one set for you. How it would be like if you went in there. With her, on piano, Jimmy Rolls, Joe Pass on guitar, Chuck DeMonico on string bass, and Chuck Flores on drums. Here, for your listening enjoyment, is the set of Carmen McRae.
Yeah, we're gonna change it tonight. I don't know if it's cloudy or but I only have eyes for you, Joe Pass. The moon may be high, I can't see a thing in the sky, for I only have eyes for you. I don't care if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. So am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear. You know, when I first got into this business that's known as show, they told me that if you're going to be a singer, you got to do medleys. You know what I mean? Must have been that same cat that said the show must go on. I've been trying to find him for a long time. I figured it out that it had to be a club owner. He don't want you getting sick on Saturday night, sweetie. If you get sick on Saturday night, you might as well blow your brains out, because that's the only excuse he's going to take. But nevertheless, we have a medley for you. I'm sticking to the rules. And we're going to do three songs about love, which, incidentally, I just happen to be a connoisseur of. Oh, yeah, don't laugh. You know, I'm not going to stand up here and tell you any lie. I'm going to tell you something. Then if you have any questions on the subject, the line forms to the left. And I'll go so far as to tell you this, that if you come up here and ask me about something that I really don't know anything about, I will experience it for you. And you can't ask no more than that, right? But we're gonna sing three songs for you, which happen to be three different eras, and we hope that you'll enjoy it. Living for you is easy living. When you're in love, and I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. I never regret the years I'm giving, they're easy to give. When you're in love, I'm happy to do whatever I do for you. For you, maybe I'm a fool, but it's fun. People say you rule me with one wave of your hand. Daddy, it's grand. They just can't understand that living for you is easy living, it's easy to live when you're in love. And I'm so in love, there's nothing in life but you. The day and run away. Like a child at play. Through a meadowland. Toward a closing door. Oh. Dormont. Never, 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 never more. That was not there before.
The lonely night discloses just a passing breeze that
Without a tune of Billie Holiday's, it's impossible for me to leave without doing that. It's like reaching for the moon. It's like reaching for the sun. It's like reaching for the stars, reaching for you. You're so far above me. Is so divine as you are. It's like flying without wings, playing fiddle without strings. Took a trip on a train, and I thought about you. I passed a shadowy lane, and I thought about you. Two or three cars parked under the stars, a winding stream. Some little town, and with each beam, same old dream. At every stop that we made, I thought about you, I thought about you, I thought about you. And as I pulled down the shade, then I really felt blue. I peeped through the crack and looked at the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? Took a trip on a train, I passed a shadowy lane,
stars, a winding stream, moon shining down on some little town, and with each beam I got the same old dream. At every stop that we made, you can't believe I thought about you. At the track, the one going back to you. And what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I thought about you.
From Los Angeles at Dante's in 1971, a set with Carmen McRae and Jimmy Rolls on piano and Joe Pass guitar, Chuck DeMonico string bass, Chuck Flores on drums. What they do. I Only Have Eyes for You, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. Easy Living, Ralph Ranger and Leo Robin. The Days of Wine and Roses, Henry Mancini and Johnny Mercer. It's Impossible, Sid Wayne and Armando Manzanero. It's Like Reaching for the Moon, Al Lewis and Al Sherman. I Thought About You, Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Mercer. Carmen McRae right here on 88.5 KPLU, NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the Seattle Art Museum, featuring Kurt, an exhibition of local and international artists exploring grunge music's central figure, Kurt Cobain, now through September 6th. Tickets and info at seattleartmuseum.org. Locally owned businesses who reach out to listeners through underwriting. They recognize that KPLU listeners appreciate the unique flavor that entrepreneurs bring to our communities. Info on how your business can support KPLU is online at kplu.org/underwriting. Thank you.
Thank you.
guitarist Sal Salvador in the first record he made as leader for Blue Note in 1953. Frank Sokoloff playing tenor, Johnny Williams piano, Kenny O'Brien string bass, and Jimmy Campbell on drums. This Can't Be Love by Richard Rodgers, Too Marvelous for Words by Richard Whiting, and After You've Gone by John Turner Layton. And I'd like to do and close the show today with two versions of After You've Gone, Benny Goodman's Sextet and James P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazz Men.
Thank you.
After You've Gone, first, for Columbia Records, the Benny Goodman Sextet, 1945, Goodman Clarinet, Teddy Wilson Piano, Red Norvo Vibes, Mike Bryan Guitar, Slam Stewart Bass, Maury Feld on Drums, and for Blue Note, 1944, James P. Johnson's Blue Note Jazzmen, with James P. at the piano, Sidney DeParis Trumpet, Vic Dickinson Trombone, Ben Webster Tenor Saxophone, Jimmy Shirley on guitar, John Simmons bass, and Sidney Catlett on the drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.